He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday, May 15th. And yes, thank goodness it's Friday, and thank goodness football season is really seeming like it's going to get going. That's because the Texans start OTAs on Monday, May 18th. And that's the first chance for the coaches really to get a look at the players that they drafted and the new free agents that they signed. Namely, those free agents being Antonio Smith, the defensive end who will play opposite of Mario Williams, and of course Dan Orlovsky, the quarterback who will back up Matt Schaub. Now, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Antonio Smith. He, of course, will start at the left defensive end spot. The Texans plan to get pretty creative with him. There's talk about him moving inside in passing situations. And they even say that he could drop into coverage. So OTAs really will be the first time where the Texans can evaluate what kind of packages they can put Antonio Smith in. It'll also be the first time where the Texans see what they have in their first-round draft pick, Brian Cushing. Now, Cushing is probably going to start at the strong side linebacker position. And he'll be playing, of course, next to D'Amico Ryans, who has that middle linebacker spot locked down. The interesting story at linebacker will be who's going to start on the weak side. You know, last year, Xavier Adibi took that spot. But it looks like Zach Diles, who's coming back from a leg injury, will be moving to the weak side and competing for starting honors. And then there's also Cato June, the former Pro Bowler who spent 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and before that was with the Indianapolis Colts, went to a Super Bowl with the Colts. Now, Cato June has played both outside linebacker positions, strong side and weak side. He'll be competing for starting honors at the weak side as well. Probably he'll be seen more as a depth guy. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how that shapes up. Another big storyline, who is going to be the running back to back up Steve Slayton? Of course, the Texans did not draft a running back this year, so they're going to be looking at Chris Brown, who's coming back from an injured season, and they'll be looking at their two undrafted rookie free agents, Arian Foster and Jeremiah Johnson, and then, of course, there's Ryan Moats. He's going to be thrown in the mix as well. So, you know, the Texans will keep a few running backs, but who will be the guy, the one big, bigger back player who can back up Steve Slayton? And then for our last storyline that we'll highlight for today, that's really going to be the progress of Amobi Okoye, the defensive tackle who had sort of a sophomore slump last year, mainly due to a high ankle sprain. Well, he's not going to have the luxury of being able to rest at all this year. That's mainly because he's going to have defensive line coach Bill Kolar in his ear. Kolar is known for being tough on his players, and, you know, he's not going to let anything slide with Amobi. He's going to be up in Amobi's face, really getting on him about his technique. So gauging Amobi's progress will be huge for the Texans in OTAs. Now, a player who has been through a lot of OTAs is punter Matt Turk. And this is his 14th year in the league. So the secret of his longevity, well, I'll let him explain that. But let me just say, it's pretty amazing when you have a player who's been in the league this long and even can occasionally make a run or two. Yeah, Matt Turk had an 18-yard run against the Green Bay Packers. That's something to watch and rewatch. If you go to HoustonTexans.com, you can probably see that in team highlights. Anyways, here's punter Matt Turk. League as a rookie free agent. Talk about what that's like. It's a little bit different than being drafted.
It's a lot different, especially for someone like me. You know, I went to a Division III school, University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. And being a punter, you have to kind of wait for that window of opportunity. It took me 3 years after college to finally get my foot in the door. And it's a lot of patience and a lot of determination.
What do you think is the key to getting your foot in the door?
I think you have to be determined. You have to be willing to not accept someone telling you that this isn't the place for you. You know, and I had to hear that three or four times from three or four different teams, and really just made up my mind that, God willing, if I stuck with it, I was going to make it.
Now, was there a turning point for you in your career?
I think my turning point was really just getting into my first football camp. You know, coming out of a small school like Whitewater, I think I called every general manager and every special teams coach, you know, 10 times and bugged them just for a workout. And my big break was when I drove up to Green Bay, which was 2 hours away from where I lived, and I got a one-day workout and had a great workout, thank God. And they signed me right before training camp started that year. So that was my foot in the door.
Now, you've also been in this league for quite a while and had quite a bit of success. What do you think has been the key to that, to your longevity, too?
I've been very blessed by God to be able to stay healthy. I think really the key at my position is to keep your flexibility and to stay healthy, not let little nagging injuries get you out, because once you're down, there aren't backups as a punter. So once you let someone get their foot in the door or get in there behind you, they can take your job.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember,
always football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no